It's already a hot and humid morning when a school bus full of women and children pile out at the Magic Gardens to be greeted by a group of American volunteers with Philadelphia's Refugee Mental Health Collaborative.
Hi, good to see you.
The colorful row house and adjoining courtyard of the Magic Gardens on South Street are covered in ceramic and mirrored tiles, bottles, and bicycle parts. The South Philadelphia landmark is the stunning and surprising work of Philadelphia artist Isaiah Zagar.
Talks a lot about him.
I like it.
Yeah, it seems that it's kind of like childish and mature at the same time.
Fatima Salman walks around the curving tiled walls that break up the courtyard.
I like how he used like plates and simple stuff.
The 14-year-old is dressed in a dark red polo shirt. Many of the women and girls wear traditional colorful skirts and headscarves. Melissa Fogg, who manages the Refugee Mental Health Collaborative, says all the families have arrived within the last 4 years.
Unlike a lot of the other communities we're serving right now, they really have very recent, very severe trauma and traumatic things happening. Their families are still missing in a lot of cases. One of our interpreters' brother is kidnapped and missing still to this day.
And while ESL classes and these outings are not therapy sessions, they draw out women who don't necessarily leave their home or neighborhood often. And the ongoing violence in Iraq does come up in conversation. Najla Issa, who's almost 8 months pregnant with her fifth child, stands in the shade, talking with Fogg and a volunteer named Marty Mollenhauer.
Family in Iraq, Basra. But brother, aunt, Mosul, Fallujah, Baghdad. But okay, Iraq, everyone.
There's no Iraq now, right?
No, it's fire now.
Issa has only been able to communicate with her family intermittently since the militant group ISIS seized Iraq's largest city earlier this month. During the sectarian violence that followed, the Iraqi government shut down websites like Facebook. She has managed to reach her brother on the phone.
Sometimes I feel it's not okay. I am here, my mother, my sister, my brother in Iraq. It's very sad. That's why I can't do anything to help him to come to America or other country. I can't do anything. I say, God help him.
Issa was a professional photographer in Iraq. She spent time in a refugee camp in Syria before her family was granted permission to come to the United States, and she had to leave all of her photography equipment. Fogg says that transition from having a career to finding one's career options severely limited by language and accreditation barriers in the U.S. can itself be very traumatic for many women. However, they're often reluctant to enter formal counseling.
It's the same excuses you hear with an American who, you know, probably should go to therapy but doesn't, you know, have the time in their schedule. They have kids, they have families, they have a job. They don't feel like the care they get would be adequate given the language barrier. All of these really real reasons why people are a little bit reluctant.
This trip to the Magic Gardens or the Art Museum and talks with staff and volunteers, it builds friendships. And if the refugees do want more help, it's a lot easier to ask a friend. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.